Today's best hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And Jill, it's fun to take Duchess for a ride, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. See? I mean, I like it. She gets a little nervous.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Because my Jack Russell, in particular, loves to go. She loses her mind if I say anything about,
best day ever.
You want to go somewhere? You know, and it's like, it could be just around the block. And she's like ecstatic about it. And yet there's a problem that you can have whenever you're driving your pets around. And sometimes it's, well, erratic driving. And that's what happened in Minnesota. This guy was driving erratically. And so the police are like, oh, he's drunk. No, it was just because he had his pet in the vehicle with him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so both can be seen in a photo that was posted on social media by the Chisago County Sheriff's Office, and noted that its officers have encountered plenty of drivers distracted by things like cell phones, food, or
right,
changing the radio station. And so you're not supposed to do those things. And so they admonish you for it. In this case, the guy happened to be driving with his pet pig on his lap. Yeah.
You know, they like rides too.
Right. A 250-pound pet pig.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. On your lap?
Yeah, on his lap.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. Well, maybe he's a big boy. You know, there's that. And then there was a smaller pig next to him. You know,
you can't just take one. You got to bring them both.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like it wouldn't be fair, you know, to leave the other one there.
Right.
And so the man's erratic driving was apparently caused by the larger pig leaning against the steering wheel. And, yeah.
Yeah, because his head is like 20 pounds.
Sure. And so Foster said the man had his pigs on his lap because he was moving to another part of the state. And he didn't want the pigs to get cold on their journey.
Right. You know? I mean, you got to make sure they're well taken care of.
Right,
on
yeah.
that journey.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, I can't have him ride in the back. That's just wrong. You wouldn't expect me to have my kids riding in the back, right?
Yeah. If your kids can't ride on your lap, I don't think your pets should either.
Yeah. Well, there's that too. All right. Yeah. You make a good point there, Jill. And
I try.
I think the good news is the sergeant let him off with a warning.
It's like, that was nice of him.
Probably the officer was thinking, how are we going to house a couple of pigs?
Right, yeah. If you arrest
you
the guy,
what?
Then you got to take care of their animals.
Yeah, then we got to take care of that. You know what? Here's a warning. We're going to snap a photo. We're going to put it on the page. We're going to make it a public service thing and send him
Please
on his way.
Don't do this in the future.
Yeah. It's like, can you at least put a leash on him up front? Do something. Throw some corn in the corner. Let him focus on that. So
then he won't bother the driver.
And so then you get the ASPCA.
Oh boy.
Because, well, I don't know why, but the people that wrote the article felt like they should ask them about it.
Right. Let's see what they think. Well, they're not going to like it, obviously.
Yeah, they just said that when traveling by car with pets, they generally recommend transporting them in secure, well-ventilated crates or carriers inside the vehicle. Now, see, I'm going to agree with them whenever it comes to pigs.
Right.
I know that the little piglets can be pets and stuff, but
like a 250 pounder.
Yeah, that's
a little much.
That's big. Yeah, that should be in a crate or something. So I agree with them. I mean, I have neighbors that have dogs as big as a horse.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And they probably should have them in a seatbelt or something. Yeah. I mean, just something that
like an actual person.
Right, because of the fact that, I mean, if they shift their weight, the car is going to go, you know, veering over to the side.
That's true.
It's really the same thing with this pig. Or puts its hand on the. I just can't imagine driving down the road and looking over.
And this huge pig sitting in the front seat.
Pig driving. Yeah.
That would be a little weird.
There it is. Water cooler conversation. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.